Hachette Audio presents The Mistress in the Key, written by Ben Mezrich, read by Corey Carthew. For my dad, my scientific advisor, and my mom, my first reader, and for Tanya, Asher, and Arya, who are always up for a grand adventure. Chapter 1. Living the Dream. Jeff Bukowski, 46 and built like a fire hydrant, cursed to himself as he furiously dabbed at the coffee stain spreading across the middle of his flannel shirt, while simultaneously navigating his oversized pickup truck down a mostly desolate stretch of the Schuylkill Expressway. The coffee wasn't his fault. The damn night shift kid at the 24-hour gas station near his house in Glenside, the sort of working-class suburb that lately felt more working than class, was either perpetually stoned or stupid, most likely a combination of both. He'd overfilled Bukowski's order again, taxing the structural integrity of the disposable cup and its plastic cover, which had obviously been designed by someone equally stoned or equally stupid. Then again, Bukowski had a growing suspicion that most people he met, worked with, or was related to, were incompetent. In most lines of work, that didn't matter much. A keyboard warrior at some accounting company screws up. Someone's paycheck is late. A kid at a gas station overfills a coffee cup. Maybe he ruins someone's morning. But in Bukowski's profession, construction, lack of attention had a tendency to domino. Measure a beam wrong or put a few screws out of place? 10 moves later, you got a building collapsing on the nightly news. Which was why it wasn't completely unusual for him to be spiriting his truck down the Schuylkill at 4:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. He was the head site manager, what they used to call a foreman, on Apex Development's newest project, a 26-story mixed-use office tower and retail monolith squatting near City Hall. As such, he'd enjoyed plenty of face-to-face time with the pimply teenager working the midnight to five at the Citgo station by the ramp to the expressway. Still, today's call had been more annoying than most. As Bukowski continued attacking the coffee...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?